Okay, well, now I'm going to look a little bit further up, but also actually looking at medical applications, but for astronauts this time. American astronauts actually intend now to take up a chemical on the space shuttle that's found in shells of shrimps that actually may help with healing in the case of an accident on some sort of long-duration space mission. Now, unfortunately, actually, human bodies are pretty poorly adapted at working in space. We lose muscle, we lose bone when we're up in space, when we're weightless. But actually, it affects the healing ability of the human as well. When we're weightless in space, we actually can't heal as well as we normally can.
Why do you think that might be?
To be perfectly honest, I have no idea. It's actually some sort of effect within the immune system. And to be honest, there's a lot of things we don't understand about weightlessness and how the body is affected by weightlessness.
So when you say you don't heal as well, if you have a scratch or a laceration on the skin, it takes longer to get better in space.
Absolutely. But one problem that they're finding is that bacteria don't have this problem. So it's really easy, if you cut yourself, to actually get an infected wound. Actually, the Mir Russian space station that was released back into orbit, or back into onto the Earth's surface quite a number of years back now, actually had colonies of bacteria growing in it that were actually causing astronauts to get ill. That's how much the bacteria were loving it.
So
and the
what
humans
did they
weren't.
Do about this? Did they used to put everyone who was in space on lots of antibiotics all the time to stop it?
Well, it was difficult. I mean, that sounds something that would be used to treat this sort of thing. Now, what they're actually looking at now is this natural chemical called chitin that they're finding in that you find in shellfish and also in insect shells.
Yeah, wood lice and things use it as their hard outer carapace.
Absolutely,
they?
Yeah. And basically, this stuff that you can actually now make it soluble in water and soak bandages in it. And actually, Americans have been using this in bandages that they use for the military for some time now.
So what's the advantage, apart from giving you a skin like a woodlouse?
Well, basically, the way this stuff works is it promotes healing, in a sense, and it actually can help to kill and stop bacteria. It has a charge on the surface, which attracts the bacteria, the membrane of the bacteria, which basically stops them reproducing or kills them. So it's like a natural antibacterial agent, and it really does help in that sense. There's also some possible evidence that it could help stop swelling and help reduce scarring as well. So this research is now going to go on in space, could actually be really helpful back on Earth to help.
Who's going to volunteer to have a laceration just to see if the chitin does it? I mean, what are you going to do? Sever both arms and then stick some bandages on one and not on the other and see if you heal up faster on one side than the other?
Nothing quite so severe. Actually, they're going to take up solutions made up of this chitin and also bacterial fragments and also human white blood cells, and take some up on the shuttle and keep some down on Earth and compare the two when they get back to see what the difference is up in space compared to down here on Earth.
So it's not quite a sort of clinical trial level yet?
Not quite, but it's getting there. You know, these things are making progress, and it could really help, because if astronauts go off on long-duration missions, say if we go to Mars in the next couple of decades, it's going to be an 18-month round trip, and there's no chance, you know, you can phone your local GP for a call-out if you're halfway to Mars. So hopefully be a positive progress.